Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 8, verses 27 and 29. Jesus and his disciples left Galilee and went up to the villages near Caesarea Philippi. He asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter replied, "You are the Messiah." As you look back through your life, you may be able to spot turning points. At the time, the day was just like any other, but with hindsight, you realize that nothing was quite the same afterwards. Jesus' visit to Caesarea Philippi with his disciples was undoubtedly a major turning point in his ministry. Up until this moment, Jesus had been preaching and healing with the rumble of threats from the teachers of the law in the background. From this point on, he was heading to the cross. These verses in which Jesus asked his disciples about his identity are followed by his first prediction of his death. From the beginning of Jesus' ministry, people had tried to work out who he was. They were amazed by his authoritative teaching and his powerful miracles. They also knew that he was from Nazareth, a town which had no reputation for producing influential people. As Jesus spent time alone with his disciples in the beautiful mountainous setting of Caesarea Philippi, this was an ideal moment for him to talk with them about his identity. At first, he asked a general question. He wanted to know what people were making of him. There were lots of theories. It isn't surprising that some people imagined that he was a revived John the Baptist. In Mark chapter 6, King Herod had come up with a theory that John, whom he had beheaded, had come back to life in the form of Jesus. Clearly, he was a man with a lively conscience. Others reflected on the possibility that Jesus was Elijah or one of the other prophets. Then Jesus turned the spotlight on the disciples themselves. They'd spent 3 years with Jesus and enjoyed a close relationship with him. He wanted to know who they thought he was. Peter was first to reply. "You are the Messiah," he declared. People today still have many different theories about Jesus. The time comes when we all need to answer for ourselves. We can't put it off any longer. So let me ask you the question. Who do you say that Jesus is? And how does your answer shape your life? Now let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are the Messiah and that you are our Lord and our Saviour. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. Hope you have a great day today. God bless you.